Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here to talk about another festival, actually, with Valentina Martelli from the ITTV Forum and Festival, which is Italian Television Forum and Festival in Los Angeles. They just changed its name, right?
Yes. Hi, thank you for having me here. It's always a great pleasure.
Well, for us as well.
So. And so, yeah, this year we add Forum to the festival because we felt that's what we do. We create a conversation between Italian and American industry in the audiovisual area. And, you know, we would like to have people sitting down, like in a sort of living room, and create connection, networking, business opportunity. Therefore, the festival part was a little bit deceiving and decided to add Forum. The festival part is still there because we still give awards and we still have a party. But the main focus for us is a sort of B2B conversation about how Italian audiovisual marry the American one and vice versa, because the opportunity are endless in this situation.
It's like if you create a small like industry side to it.
That's
right?
Absolutely right.
Which is what you're looking for. How was the next edition? Because we met here last year talking about the 2021 edition, and now, so how was it go? How did it go? Sorry.
It did go very well. This is our fourth year. We started in 2019. We wanted to create a sort of a proof of content. We didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver. We wanted to do something that was tailored and well done. And we started, we did it at the Soho House and the London Hotel. Then 2020 arrived, pandemic. We brought it here to Venice, which became right now a sort of second tradition. But in one side, pandemic proved us that what we were doing was right, because the rise of the streamer, not just for, you know, these TV series, but also in the movie areas, was really, really important. The request for content, for international content, was skyrocketing. And so we thought, okay, let's do that. And then pandemic hit, as I said, and, you know, we went from the red carpet to the home carpet, because all the premiere were done
this
at home.
This is nice. This is really
do you like
nice.
It?
Good.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to write it down.
You can quote me. And it's true, if you think about it. Yeah. And therefore, the conversation became even stronger. And we kept, you know, the Italian audiovisual production became even more relevant. People always stream. I'm sure you watch any of the platform, and sometimes you're like, oh, there is nothing, because we want more. We need more. And that's a great opportunity for Italian. Mm-hmm. 2021, we did Venice. We did LA. Well, great. And now 2022, we are here for the first 2 days. And then we go to LA in November.
In November. Which dates exactly?
It's going to be from November 6th to November 9th after the American Film Market, which bring to town a lot of producer and distributors as well, and people who want to have a conversation about more movie. But again, as I said, streamer and pandemic made us more relevant in all the audiovisual field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And therefore, we have that after. So Italians who come and international public who come, and again, it's a B2B invitation only, can stay and stick around for our panels. There are very much addressed to, again, having a conversation on the status, and as you said, a really industry group of the business and the opportunity that develop in so many different fields, because there is the location area. You know, if you bring a TV series to film in any location, your revenue is much bigger than, again, a movie that stays 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. If you choose a brand that is going to be your branded content, that's exposure to a brand, and again, the possibility to have money to finance something. And then, of course, there are talent, ideas, production, distribute. It's endless, and that's what we're trying to get.
It's a huge job, you know, what you're just describing. Well, you know, probably. I mean, I don't have to tell you, right?
And, you know, we as Good Girls Planet, myself and my partner, Cristina Scognamillo, are aware of the huge amount of work there is behind and the opportunity that are behind. And we just believe we can just grow. And for now, we are doing this conversation between United States and Italy. But as you know, Europe is pretty big, and not mm-hmm. just Europe. There is a Latin American market. We are open to bring pretty much what we want to do is we want to bring it in town for, you know, the American industry. And people say industry, but include executive and talent as well. As I said, this conversation and this opportunity to establish new partnership, collaborations, and so much more.
How did you work in choosing who to invite and not to?
Well, it's very
invite
much...
Invite in terms, I mean, getting in touch with.
It's very much also connected to the topics we touch. Every year we introduce something. In 2020, we wanted to touch the animation, which... then move also into 2021. Last year, 2021, we introduced music, which is a conversation we developed this year more. We're going to have a very big panel with composer, but also musician. Last year, we awarded Tiziano Ferro because he did a documentary. So the crossover
is
huge. This year, we introduced sport. Because, you know, that's another very interesting...
Ted Lasso was a huge hit.
Ted Lasso,
for example.
Exactly proved that. And so now there are TV series and documentary more and more about the soccer or football or culture, whatever we want to call it. And not only that. And so it's again, the topics are many. And we tailor that conversation, the guests we invite to that. That's why we also choose carefully the locations. Our homes are the Nui House in Hollywood, which is a private club that historically hosts the original CBS studios, where Janis Joplin or the Beach Boy recorded their music, and Orson Welles and Lucille Ball recorded their film and TV series. So again, it has a very nice screening room, and that's where we do our panels and our screening, and then we do our party side. And this year we're gonna dance because we're missing all dancing.
Oh God, you tell me, I know.
Yeah, you're invited, of course. Come and dance with us.
I would love to. I would really, really love to. So, any ideas? Any wish to be bigger? You said yes. I mean, you want to grow, but do you give yourself deadlines or aims to get to?
Well, you know, we're very ambitious, and I think that's what move all of us. For an Italian moving to the States and trying to make it when you're not a kid anymore, it's not that easy. And to do it with the support of a great partner that I have in Rome, which is Cristina Scognamillo, and going forward, that give us a boost to go forward more and more. So ambitious, a lot. We want big sponsor. So that's when you have big sponsor, you have big budget. When you have big budget,
you can do a lot.
For now, we do what we can, but we are growing every year more.
There is a huge interest in U.S. towards Italy, the artistical side of Italy.
Americans
especially
are very interested in what we do. There were many spin-offs from ETTV, and that's what we are very proud of. ETTV or ITTV has created many more opportunity. From that, we developed the first showrunner lab, which is the first laboratory course for Italians showrunner. And Americans were astonished. Italians sometimes, the Italian industry is a little bit more skeptical because they do not understand probably the opportunity that brings. Americans were amazed and they want to come more and collaborate more. We had a documentary starting from that. We are a distribution company in the AVOD area starting from ETTV. So we are happy about that because we create new business opportunity, not just for the festival itself, that is, you know, now
it's
a lot.
The festival is one of the potential.
But also for the people who come on board, everybody come back and they say to us, money best invested ever.
So. Yeah, it's a good, I mean, you said that, you know, Italians can be a little bit provincial sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't want
we
to use
need
that
to
word,
be
but
pushed
you,
a little bit more than regular in order to be convinced to do new stuff.
You know, we call it il nostro orticello, our little cabbage patches sometimes. But
it's true that Italians can also be very receptive if something works abroad to bring
absolutely
it in. So.
Absolutely.
It's just a question of time, even having the patience to wait.
And we have it.
And you have
and
it.
And we're persistent.
Which is even better than having patience,
yes,
actually. Well, so we talked about the ITTV Forum and Festival, because
yes,
this is the new name. That will take place, it's here in Venice now, that will be in LA in November, right?
Correct.
November 6th. Remind me the date.
November 6th to the 9th.
Okay.
And 9th we dance.
Which is, this is must be the most important part
the
of it, right?
The most important part. I've been missing dancing, so that's what we
that's what we're going to do. Yeah. So thanks a lot, Valentina Martelli, director the festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.